play, Theater for the Ear and the Imagination, presents Judas, My Son, two monologues from Jesus, Son of Man, by Khalil Gibran. Gibran, a Maronite Christian, was a 20th century Lebanese-American writer, most famous for his book, The Prophet. Our actors in this production are mother and son. Kate Joseph plays Judas' mother, and Anthony Joseph takes the role of Judas Iscariot.
My son, Judas, was a good man and upright. He was tender and kind to me, and he loved his king and his countrymen. And he hated our enemies, the cursed Romans, who wear purple cloth, though they spin no thread, nor sit at any loom, and who reap and gather where they have not plowed, nor sowed the seed. My son was but 17 when he was caught shooting arrows at the Roman legion passing through our vineyard. Even at that age, he would speak to the other youths of the glory of Israel, and he would utter many strange things that I did not understand.
I have delivered Jesus of Nazareth to his enemies and to my enemies. Jesus declared that he would overcome all his foes and the foes of our people. And I, Judas Iscariot, believed, and I followed him. When first he called us to him, he promised us a kingdom, mighty and vast, and in our faith we sought his favor that we might have honorable stations in his court. We beheld ourselves princes, dealing with these Romans as they have dealt with us. And Jesus said much about his kingdom, and I thought he had chosen me a captain of his chariots and a chief man of his warriors. And I followed his footsteps willingly. But I found it was not a kingdom that Jesus sought, nor was it from the Romans he would have had us free. His kingdom was but the kingdom of the heart. I heard him talk of love and charity and forgiveness, and the wayside women listened gladly, but my heart grew bitter, and I was hardened. My promised king of Judea seemed suddenly to have turned flute player to soothe the mind of wanderers and vagabonds. I had loved him as others of my tribe had loved him. I had beheld him a hope and a deliverance from the yoke of the aliens. But when he would not utter a word or move a hand to free us from that yoke, and when he would even have rendered unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, then despair filled me, and my hopes died. And I said, "He who murders my hopes shall be murdered, for my hopes and expectations are more precious than the life of any man."
When he met Jesus on the highway, he left me to follow him. And in my heart, I knew that he was wrong to follow any man.
I have delivered him up, and he was crucified this day. Yet, when he died upon the cross, he died a king. He died in the tempest as deliverers die, like vast men who live beyond the shroud and the stone. And all the while he was dying, he was gracious, and he was kindly, and his heart was full of pity. He felt pity even for me who had delivered him up. But he died a king. Why did he not live a king? He died a king, and I shall die a felon. Say to your sons and to your son's sons, Judas Iscariot delivered Jesus of Nazareth to his enemies because he believed Jesus was an enemy to his own race.
He was my son. My only son. He drank life from these breasts now dry, and he took his first steps in this garden, grasping these fingers that are now like trembling reeds. And with these selfsame hands, young and fresh, then like the grapes of Lebanon, I put away his first sandals in a linen kerchief that my mother had given me. I still keep them there in that chest, beside the window. He was my firstborn, and when he took his first step, I too took my first step. For women travel not, save when led by their children.
O God, whose dreaded name no man shall utter ere his lips are touched by the fingers of death, why did you burn me with a fire that had no light? Why did you give the Nazarene a passion for a land unknown, and burden me with desire that would not escape kin and hearth? And who is this man Judas, whose hands are dipped in blood? Lend me a hand to cast Jesus out, an old garment in a tattered harness. Help me to do this tonight. And let me stand again outside of these walls. I am weary of this wingless liberty. I would a larger dungeon. I would flow a stream of tears to the bitter sea. I would be a man of your mercy, rather than one knocking at the gate of his own heart. One man longed for a kingdom in which he was to be a prince. Another man desired a kingdom in which all men shall be princes.
And now they tell me my son Judas is dead by his own hand, that he flung himself from the high rock in remorse because he had betrayed his friend Jesus of Nazareth. I know my son is dead, but I know he betrayed no one, for he loved his king and hated none but the Romans. My son sought the glory of Israel, and nothing but that glory was upon his lips and in his deeds. When he met Jesus on the highway, he left me to follow him. And in my heart, I knew that he was wrong to follow any man. When he bade me farewell, I told him that he was wrong, but he listened not. Our children do not heed us. Like the high tide of today, they take no counsel with the high tide of yesterday. I beg you, question me no further about my son. I loved him, and I shall love him forevermore. If love were in the flesh, I would burn it out with hot irons and be at peace. But it is in the soul, unreachable. I would speak no more. Go question another woman more honored than the mother of Judas. Go to the mother of Jesus. The sword is in her heart also. She will tell you of me, and you will understand.